Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tram.
Today we learn the halachas that relate to the 10 days of repentance, Aseres Yemei Teshuva. This is Siman Kuf Lamed, 130 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Let's jump straight in. It's only a short amount of halachas that we're going to learn today. There's 8 questions. First question is, what are the 10 days of repentance and what is their purpose? So you know that these special 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur on either end, are called Aseres Yemei Teshuva, the 10 days of repentance. And it is a time where a person is obligated to repent to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Almighty, full-heartedly. As it says, Lifnei Hashem Titoru, in front of Hashem you'll be purified. And we know that our sages teach us, that our rabbis teach us, that when it says, Dirash Hashem Mihimatzai, search out Hashem when he is found in the time between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And it's even understood that if a person doesn't take advantage of this time, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so imminent, that itself is seen as a defect. A person who's not willing to realize how significant this time is, that omission is considered problematic. What specific actions should be taken during these days? So a person should do what's called a cheshbon hanefesh. They should examine their actions, figure out what they need to do in terms of repenting for their bad deeds, and adding more positive deeds like studying Torah, performing mitzvahs, giving more gechet tzedakah, and spending less time during these 10 days on inyana olam hazeh, in the world, matters of this world and business and so on. The Ramak, Rav Moshe Cordovero, advises treating these days like a Chol HaMoed and only doing necessary work as well, Kabbalistically. Above all, it's important to do a correction for all the problems that one has made, and that means returning any property which is stolen or pay up one's debts, and reconciling with friends and acquaintances in order to obtain forgiveness. Some people have the minhag that we're Esrogim and Olavigim and Hadassim, when the sets are sold, to buy them during that Aseres Yemei Teshuva, because this is another merit, another schus of doing that Hechsher Mitzvah, getting ready for the Mitzvah of Sukkos as well. Now, what's the next question? What requires a higher level of Teshuva? Doing Teshuva for something which I did wrong, or something which I did, but I don't know if it was wrong or not. It might have been wrong, might not have been, but there's no way of finding out now. So the Kitzur quotes the Ramo in the Shulchan Aruch, who says that because a person feels more regret about a sin he definitely knows he committed than a sin that he's unsure of, more effort should be even given to a sin which a person doesn't know about. Therefore, that's why he explains that in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, the Ash Toloi, the guilt offering, which was for something which was a doubtful sin, is of greater value than a sin for a standard korban chatas, which is for a mistake that was made where one definitely knows one made a mistake. And that because one needs to examine one's actions, and even the things that were perhaps questionable so require a significant amount of introspection and work. Is there any value in additional stringencies during these days? So the answer is yes, because we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to treat us with extra kindness, so we try to go the extra mile, even if it might not be long-lasting. The classic example is given is that a person has the minhag to eat what's called paspalter, which is kosher bread, but from a non-Jewish bakery. One should try during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva to eat pas Yisrael. Similar other stringencies are recommended. Some people, if they do not keep Chalav Yisrael the rest of the year, try to keep it during this time. One tries to step up a little bit during this period of time to go the extra mile, and asking Hashem to go the extra mile with us as well. Are there additions to the Birkas HaMazon during these days? The answer is, some of the custom to carry on saying HaRachaman Hu Yechadesh Ranes HaShana Azois L'Tov Av Livracha, that like one says on Rosh Hashanah, one adds an extra request that may this year be for goodness and blessing. May one get married during that Aseres Yemei Teshuva, so we know that the halacha is that one should not. The minhag has become not to get married during these days of all. What is the custom for the aliyas on Shabbos Shiva? So the one custom, which is an ancient custom, is that a distinguished person or the rabbi of the shul should get the maftir for Shabbos Shiva, which gives the extra gravitas when that haftarah is being said, that it brings people to a notion of teshuva. Similarly, on that Shabbos, There's a minhag to have what's called the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha, where the rabbi delivers a drasha, which helps people in their process of change. When should Kiddush Levona be done? So Kiddush Levona is usually done after Yom Kippur, when one's still in a state of in one's big day Yom Tov, one's in one's clothing of Yom Tov, but after the fast. And the reason for this is because during the Aseret Metshuva, people are anxious, people feel agitated because of the seriousness of the time, and therefore it's not a time of simcha, like of happiness, which is the like Kiddush Levona. So it is usually suspended until then. These are the general overview of the Aseret Metshuva. We're going to deal with halachos of Yom Kippur next. Have a wonderful meeting.